To Data, warp speed, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, hour 24 on the Trekmate Podathon.
Vanity just done a day, it's not really watching all.
Hour 24, there we go.
Hour 24, absolutely fantastic. Now, I do want to keep thanking all of you who are making last-minute donations. Every bit counts. Remember, if you want to get that iPad over 200 quid, that's what you need. And then you're going to be able to save yourself a hell of a lot. Because
otherwise, you'll have to wrestle me for it.
Because basically, they cost like $450, so you're going to be able to save yourself a good amount of money as well as giving to a good charity. So if you was ever thinking of buying a brand new iPad, why not just give to us and we'll be able to send you some amazing technological goodness. So, I also have been forwarded a new song from Rick Moyer, who literally in the last 24 hours has created his latest song for us. Well, that he's going to be actually releasing.
And he's a star.
He is an absolute star. So what I'm going to say is, if we manage to get, what do you reckon, 20 quid in the next 5-10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
10 minutes, then we'll play it for you. Because Rick's an absolute legend, and I think it's perfectly justified to try and make the most out of his efforts and get a few quid on. So I think that'll be a brilliant thing to do. So, and also, as we're approaching the closing minutes and hours, Mark, how about we start to close up the show, how we would normally close up our show before I retired the segment?
Mark?
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, should we...
Fine, it's alright.
I muted my microphone when I played the music.
He vaporised, but he didn't vaporise.
Yeah. You'd like to finish with a Trek-off. Now, I wasn't sure how we were going to do this. It did say team Trek-off, so...
I was going to think of actually putting together a couple of teams. So, how about...
I've got 10 questions here, okay, which now, I can ask. Because I wasn't sure what we were going to do, if it was going to be me, you and Paul, or what we were going to do. So I've got 10 questions which I've prepared. They're not too difficult, because I'm tired. But... I've got 10 questions. Sorry?
Do you have your spreadsheets nearby?
Oh, yeah, I've always got my spreadsheet. That's where I grabbed these questions from. I was lazy and just picked them out of the spreadsheet.
Okay, I'll tell you what. How about you? You're perfect. You're the quiz master.
I am.
How about the first... Okay, we've already got Colin on. So how about we say the first three people to turn around and say in the chat room, not direct message, that they want to come on and join us for a team track off, we can put a team Wayne versus against a team Paul.
Hey! I get okay. to choose my team members.
How's that sound?
Right, Finchie's in. JD's on.
Hello, JD.
Michael Clark.
Okay, so that's three.
Come on, guys, choose team Paul. JD, I want you to come on me.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's scrolling too quick. Okay then. Okay, so Paul is in. JD is on. Matt Warwick is in. Okay, so shall we say that's our three? So it'll be a two.
No, you need four. You need four. You need to have equal teams.
Do we need four?
Michael Clark.
We've got Colin.
Oh, you've got Colin, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then Matt Warwick, Colin. JD, and
I never signed up for these.
mate, you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Okay then, Paul Finch, you're coming. You're coming on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Who else?
Welcome to the fun zone.
JD. JD, give me 2 seconds.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Don't, it'll smack you. They're not shrimp.
No, they're prawns. He doesn't drink Fosters.
Oh, okay then.
Can I have Mark and Paul Finch on my side?
Okay. JD, log into Skype quickly. You got your name down. Get your headset on. Okay. Whilst we wait for him, because I think this is fine. Okay, he's online. I think this is going to be a nice way to round things up.
Nice is a very strong word.
It's good because I don't have to answer any questions as well. I like that.
Okay. Now
I can always place audio through Skype, Mark, if you want.
Okay, then. How can you divide up the team?
Oh. Go on there, Matt, yeah, you do that. If you can grab some audio quickly,
no.
We'll do
I haven't
one.
Got anything.
No,
on the upper field. Okay.
Okay. Who's got alphabetically the first name? Colin. Colin, Team Wayne or Team Paul?
Team Wayne, Team Paul.
Yeah.
I'll go with Team Wayne.
Thank you, I like you too.
Well, yeah.
You see the UHJKLM. Matt Warwick, choose your team.
Well, I'll go with Paul then.
Okay.
You're the winners.
UHJ. Oh, sorry, I've missed JD. JD, you go next.
Oh, hold on. Hang on.
Oh, wait, JD, you take all the time you want.
Oh, JD's dead, like he's just rocked out of bed.
It's half full.
I literally got out of bed to turn on the laptop. How many people are on which team?
We're going to have 3 on each, so you get the choice.
Team Paul who's pissed or Team Wayne who's sober?
Oh, I got your back, Paul. I'm with you.
Yay!
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Australian. He's going to go with the peace bloke.
Of course I am.
He's going to go with the pink bloke.
Pissed. Okay, so Finchy, Colin, and myself versus Paul, JD, and Matt Warwick.
Oh, that's handy, because it's the top 3 on the Skype screen and the bottom 3 on the Skype screen. That's quite handy, the way that worked out.
That works out nice.
Okay, so this will go to Team Wayne. First question. Right, what I'm going to do...
Allow conferring or answer separately?
You can confer over a team. You can confer with members in your team, obviously doing it privately through the Skype chat.
Is there stealing?
There's not. There's no stealing on my games. But we're not going to hang around. We're going to do these quite quick and, quite quickly. And, yeah, let's get snappy. Okay, where was Odo found?
Yeah.
You've got 15 seconds.
Oh, wait.
I know.
Oh, is this buzzing?
My team.
No. This was Team Wayne's question.
Oh, Team Wayne's question. Oh, okay, thank God.
Team Wayne's question. My team did not give the answer away.
It's been a while since you've done this, Mark.
It is. Plus, I'm making it up. I'm making it up as I go along, so.
Okay, where was he found, guys?
Yeah, 10 seconds.
He was in that vortex, weren't he?
Ooh. 5 seconds.
God, it was in that nebula because it's in the episode Vortex. He says,
You're going to have to give me an answer. Okay, I can hand it over.
Is it the Denorius Bell?
Denorius.
But yes, I'll give you that. Denorius Bell. Well done. 1 point.
That's it. It was his accent.
Yeah. It's the Denorius Bell.
Yeah, it's an accent,
Mark. Yeah. I like that something on the forum put in a bucket.
That was Kerry.
Okay, team Paul. For approximately how long? Now listen, because you've only got 15 seconds. For approximately how long had the Vidians suffered from the phage? Approximately. Whoa. You don't need an exact figure. 10 seconds.
Come on, team.
Oh, I've got no ideas.
No idea.
I need an answer.
I don't know.
Come on, just give me any answer.
Take a punt.
200 years.
How long was that, sorry?
200 years.
No, sorry, I can hand that over to Team Wayne. Give me a rough answer. Straight off the top of your head.
I haven't got a clue.
You've got 3 seconds.
74 years.
No, it was approximately 2,000 years.
That was close.
And Matt, I think you said 2,000, didn't you? And then you said, oh, no.
Does that mean we guessed it?
Sorry?
Yeah, you guessed it, but you got it wrong.
Yeah, no, now it's our question.
Right, back to Team Wayne. Name the caretaker's species.
Oh, my goodness.
15 seconds.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I ain't got a clue.
10 seconds.
Cool. Any luck?
Yes.
No, I don't know it.
5 seconds.
I ain't got a clue. I've got to admit, I ain't got a clue.
No, it's a tough one. I'll hand this over to Team Paul.
May I just ask, questions that are being passed over, are they worth a full point or half a point?
They're worth a point. Okay. Team Paul.
Wasn't it like a
spore-assistant
life form or something?
That's it!
It was a spore-assistant. That's the type of species that's really good. But what was the name of the species? I'm going to have to rush you.
Oh no,
I thought that was spore-assistant.
This is going to be one of them kick yourself in the arse when he tells us things, isn't it?
Yep, it's the Nacine.
Of course it bloody was!
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue.
But you were right, it's very well done. It was a spore. Nacine.
Well done, guys. We got what I thought it was going to be, so don't worry. We're fine. What's the score, Mark?
It's 1-0 to Team Wayne. Okay, so Team Wayne, next question. Name the time travelling species we see in Captain's Holiday.
Hang on, wasn't that last question?
That was Team Wayne.
Yeah, it got passed over to us. It's our go now.
Is it? Oh, okay, sorry. Forgive me. It's Team Paul. Name the time travelling species in Captain's Holiday.
Vorgon.
It is the Vorgons.
Yeah.
Well done, JD. Well,
that was an easy one.
Hey!
A nice easy one. And we did actually. Yes, exactly. We reviewed it with the Tricky Girls about 16 hours ago. Okay, so that's one each.
No prior help at all.
Right. Okay. Team
the
Wayne.
The first which captain wasn't Kirk. Does that get me a point?
If
this isn't QI.
Honestly, you can tell who he's sharing a bed with, can't you? Trying to keep him sweet.
Team Wayne. Which admiral offered Picard the Admiralty in the first TNG season?
Well, it wasn't Nagara, was it?
10 seconds.
Was it Nagara? No, it wasn't Nagara. God.
Repeat one more time for me.
Which admiral offered Picard the Admiralty in the first TNG season?
I don't know. I'd go for Quinn.
Quinn is correct.
Yeah.
A lot of these questions are things that we've talked about on the podcast when I was picking them. I was picking them about things that we talked about. We mentioned Quinn from Death Wish. And then when someone mentioned the Admiral, and I said, who was also called Admiral Quinn? So there are, you know, some of these things we have talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2-1 to Team Wayne. So this is a question for Team Paul.
Come on, team. We can do it.
Can you name the planet who fought wars using computers?
Ooh. Oh!
TOS episode. I'll give you that because this is a tough one.
Yeah,
I could see the episode where they walked into the disintegration chambers, but I just can't think.
Yeah.
I watched this not long ago, too. Oh.
5 seconds.
Fucking me, what the fuck? Come on, Captain, what do you got?
I don't know!
Paul's not too hot on TOS.
Can we steal?
No, I'm not either.
Can we steal?
I can hand it over.
I think you're
going
to have to.
I'm going to have to hand over.
It's A Taste of Armageddon.
Yeah, that's the episode, but what's the planet called?
Oh, name you want the planet?
Yeah, sorry. Name the planet who fought wars using computers.
The Eminar.
And I said it was in a TOS episode.
Wait, our Paul just took a guess.
Was it not the Eminar?
Remember the accent?
It's a tough one. The planet was Eminar 7, but I guess you could call the race the Aminia or the MNR.
Oh, that would be the inhabitants. You asked the race, not the planet. Sorry.
No, I asked for the planet.
Yeah, he got the episode.
It's a number.
I'll give you.
I think we should nullify that and have another question.
I'll give you a half point for that.
Yeah. We'll take that.
Go on, lads. Okay, so where am I now? Is this another Team Wayne question? Are we back to Team Wayne? We are, aren't we?
Yeah, we stole. Okay.
Dr. McCoy once met which Dax incarnation?
Oh!
JD, hold it! Hold it! Keep it bottled up. We're ready.
Shush!
This was in the trouble with Tribbles.
Yeah. Keep them occupied.
Shush!
I real-time reviewed this morning.
Okay, I didn't know you'd be on this, JD, obviously.
Take my mic for 2 seconds to listen, because Paul's annoying me.
That's the plan! JD, you are the man.
Oh, God.
Colin, I'm going to check for you if this isn't right.
Colin, it's usually been handed over by now.
One second, let me have a look.
It's something like that.
It's not come through on me yet. I just see a pencil moving.
It's a moving pencil. I am going to have to rush you.
Is it Emily?
It is
Emily. Yes,
fucking yes.
Somebody put it in the chat box. That's cheating.
No,
he said
no, you can confer. You can confer using the chat box. Obviously, yeah, Wayne, you and I did a real-time review on this fairly recently.
Well, I think that was a far too long a time.
Now it's come from Paul, five minutes after you give the answer.
It always descends into this when we do the trick off, isn't it? Okay.
Just because I've got a team now and I'm in the league.
It's 9 questions.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can't Paul. Even if they get the question wrong, we can't lose.
Team Paul.
Yes.
Which drink was described to O'Brien as "take some getting used to"?
I think.
Is it Cruise?
Go with your
Rupee. Rupee.
I'll go with Rupee. I'll go with my man JD.
Rupee is incorrect.
Well, I think you're Rectino.
No.
I'll hand that over.
Sorry, repeat it for me. I couldn't hear over Paul.
Yeah. Which drink was described to O'Brien as "takes some getting used to"?
Oh, I missed it. You said O'Brien.
Okay. It's going to be some sort of whiskey, I would have thought.
It wasn't prune juice, because that was Warfed prune juice. And he says, what do you drink?
Yeah, it's going to be some sort of whiskey, I would have thought.
O'Brien, take some.
Is that what you're going to go for?
Well, Aldarian whiskey.
No, it was
Canard. No, that's got it. Ah, Canard.
I was going to say that once you said that O'Brien was involved.
It was when the Cardassians came on board the Enterprise, when we first met.
Shenanigans.
Do you know, I always wondered what that was.
Shenanigans.
It did get shenanigans.
I really felt sorry for them, you know, when they had to drink Canard.
And he says Canard, and he says,
Mark,
he says,
could you do me a favour?
Taste for it. Yeah. I could.
Mark?
Yes?
I don't ever want to get accused of cheating, so could you please give Team Paul 2 questions, because it wasn't passed to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't want them to have any excuse as to why we kicked their ass.
Okay.
We would have never had an excuse.
You shall have 2 questions.
We're about to get 2 questions in a row.
I've got 2 questions left, so I'll give them these 2.
And we can't steal on one of them.
No, you can't steal on one of them, and then I'll dig out another.
We'll tell you which one we want to steal on.
Okay. Right, are you ready? Team Paul, are you ready? It's 3.5 to Team Wayne, 1 to Team Paul.
Oh, dear.
Ready. Are you ready, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Let's do this thing.
What caused Dr. Pulaski to prematurely age?
Terrible writing.
Space AIDS.
Space AIDS.
Space AIDS.
It was the antibodies from the genetically engineered children. It sort of went into her body and made her RNA.
Yeah, yes. Excellent answer, Matt. It was an airborne virus from genetically engineered children in the episode Unnatural Selection.
Unnatural Selection.
Yeah. Well done, Matt.
Which well, I didn't ask for the episode, but yeah, that was absolutely right. It was genetically.
That was a rip-off of a TOS episode.
The whole point of naming the episode.
Yes, it was.
No.
Okay, Team Paul, another question for you.
Okay.
Complete this Ferengi phrase. My house is my house.
I know this.
So do I.
And your house is mine.
I'll repeat the question. Complete this Ferengi phrase. My house is my house.
That's what they say when someone enters, isn't it? But I can't remember.
My house is my house, but my wallet is sacred?
No. I'll give you one
more. Hang on.
You're just going to keep saying hang on until someone thinks of something.
It's contents or something?
Sorry, one at a time. Sorry.
I was going to say, is it including the contents of mine? Hang on. No, my house is my house.
My house
so
is
are,
my
so
house.
So are its contents.
As are its... No. Not so are its contents. As are its contents.
As are its contents is correct.
Yes!
My house is my house, as are its contents.
We have a half a point lead.
You have a half a point lead, so I'm going
to
bring up
what
a tie
we needed,
breaker.
What we needed, Brian, we needed you to start saying, hang on.
You need to have the sort of urgency behind
right.
it.
Right, so this is actually quite good, because now we're down to a tiebreaker question, so I'm going to pick a...
Have we lost
nice
someone
one.
From the chat?
We've won by half a lead, half a point.
We've lost someone.
We've lost
JD.
No!
One second, I'll add him back.
Where's my little JD?
Oh, wait. Voice message.
I've got Matt. You're still there, Matt?
Oh, I'm still here.
All right, good. I'm just going to pick... You add JD. I'm just going to... he's not answering, is he? Right, let me just find another question.
Has the satellite moved?
Oh, okay. Well, to be honest, I think that we should just push ahead.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, my God. Matt... Okay. It's with me and you now, sir.
We can do it, mate. We can do it.
I tell you what, make it. How about this? Make it fair then, and give them 20 seconds.
No,
right. What I want. Okay. What
right.
Ruthless.
Right. I'm going to ask the question, and it's fastest finger first, as it were. So, if anyone knows, I want them to shout out their name.
Okay.
They will be given
two
the
balls,
opportunity.
Should I shout Wayne?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Shout the name of your team.
Right.
Good point, Paul. Good point.
Shout Paul D! Or just shout Baldy, because it sounds similar.
Right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dr. Nell Apgar was experimenting with what?
In wine.
Yes?
Oh!
Metaphasic shielding.
No. Team Paul.
People,
yes,
I think that was.
It's Krieger Waves.
Krieger Waves is correct.
Yeah!
Well done, Matt. TNG question.
That's a matter of perspective. Good episode, I think, but
yes.
I know you didn't think much of it.
Shenanigans, we was leading by half a point.
Yeah, well, we had already won anyway.
Yeah, we had won.
Yeah, but
before
we thought,
our
but
half
it's
a
more...
point got shredded away from us.
Yeah, but it's more fun to have a tense... Okay, should we just keep going then? I've got plenty of questions. I can go all
why
night.
Bring
if
someone
like.
In. Why don't you bring someone in?
Okay, hopefully JD is. Okay, one second.
Adam's online.
Point ahead.
Adam is in.
Hello.
Hello, Adam.
Hi,
with Paul.
Are you half point ahead?
Oh, could you turn your speakers down?
Oh, yes, sorry. Hello,
Adam. There we go.
Can I just say, I know you're like coming up to your 24th hour, but look, judging from the chat stream, has Tom Badley been with you all the way?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
He's been awake for 24 hours, yeah.
That's dedication.
That's incredible.
Has...
Go, Tom.
I was going to say, let's give him the coffee machine, but I think he's already won one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He won the coffee machine. And
he tweeted me earlier that he'd won a coffee machine, so
yeah,
he's going to need it.
Well, I tell you what, Feast managed to do all 24 hours. The very next item I managed to get from work, I sent to him as well.
There you go. The next thing Paul nicks is yours.
I don't need anything. Thank you very much.
Hang on, hang on. Can you have your secretary then?
Yeah.
Right. So which team is Adam now on then? Is he replacing Jody on my team, Paul?
I've lost a team member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm so with Paul.
This is going to be good now. This will be previously Alpha versus previously Alpha.
Yes. So, okay. This is same rule as before, and this is for the win. Okay? Is everyone happy with that?
So it's Team Ryan or Team Paul?
Oh, yes. No, I'd just like to say, don't worry, JD, the wife had a tantrum as he was podcasting at 4 in the morning, so we understand.
Yes, we've been there.
Oh, JD, I feel for you, man. Just give her one. That'll make her feel better.
That is coming from a man that is definitely not married in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
But understands winning completely.
Is everyone happy that this will be the question for the win?
Unless we get it wrong.
Unless you get it wrong. I've got plenty of questions, like I said, I can keep going, so...
Okay.
Adam, are you ready?
Right.
I'm ready, so I've got to shout out Team Paul, do I?
Or Paul. If we just shout Wayne or Paul without the team, then...
Okay.
Hopefully Paul's inebriated state would affect... Yeah.
And if you don't know it, Adam,
I know this. Hang on.
Hang on.
Right, okay, I'm going to ask the question. Let's go. Sisko considered leaving Starfleet to do what?
He wanted to be a chef, Team Paul. He wanted to be a chef.
No.
Yes, he did. He wanted to work in his dad's restaurant.
No, yeah. he'd already worked in his dad's restaurant. He'd done it since he was a child. That's not what he considered leaving Starfleet to do.
Team Paul,
did you
join the...
He wouldn't open a Chinese.
Who got the first meal, Wayne, there?
Well, since Team Paul got that wrong...
Paul, I knew it.
Hand it over? I will hand this over to Team Wayne.
Oh.
I think you might know this one, Adam.
I do know the answer.
Okay. Surely it's something to do with the Bajorans and being the emissary.
Yeah, and it was something to do with the house that he bought, and he says, I'm going to retire here and...
Open a restaurant.
Build a patio.
No, Paul, shut up, I know it.
Okay, he is going to... Hang on.
He was going to retire to a house and become farmer.
No, Paul.
Is that it, Wayne? Was he going to become a farmer?
It might be.
Because he bought that house and he bought the land, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Okay, we'll go for that.
No, I will hand this back to Team Paul because I think Adam knows this.
Okay, he wanted to erect orbital structures.
Constructing orbital habitats?
Yes.
That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to get into constructing orbital habitats.
But what was that?
I will have your babies.
Team Paul, you are victorious in the Trekmate Podathon Team Trekmate.
Yay.
Don't worry, we all know that we won really by half a point before it was stripped, so it's...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a moral victory.
You look at that, that's absolutely fine, but we know in our heart that we won.
Don't worry.
I know the fact the episode that he says it in when he's trying to convince Worf not to join the Navarath Alliance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brave the Warrior.
Yeah,
I think that's an extra half point, which blows the other team's half point argument out of the window.
Paul, you've won anyway.
Anyway, guys, can I just interject for 2 seconds?
We've got 15 minutes left.
Half an hour ago, we promised that if we received enough donations, we would play the new Rick Moyer song. And we have received enough. We received it pretty much within 5 minutes, but we ended up playing. So... How about we all mute ourselves for a minute, play that Rick's new song. Yes, fuck's sake, that includes you.
I can't sing along.
And then we play Rick's song, we come back, we have a chat before we wrap up.
Yeah, sounds good to
sounds
me.
Sounds good.
All right, let's play that song now.
So do you know which one it is?
Party Spock?
No, he sent over a brand new one. It is Binar... Wait, it is Binary Guys.
Oh, Binary Guys. Well, there it is. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Okay. Mute. Paul, mute, before please. Anyone else does, mute.
Well done, Team Paul.
Okay, mute.
Thanks, chaps. I'm muting now.
God.
I'll play that song now. A numbered title on the show. I can still remember how a refit of the Enterprise computer style. The crew, they had to leave, yes, all. Walk across the space dock hall and hang out on the starbase for a while. We left the ship to pasty twins dressed in velour with tiny chins. Wesley tried to talk to them. Were they women? Were they men? They told us they were binaries, worked in pairs and weren't real hairy, but something didn't feel right inside the day they stole the Enterprise. So my, oh my, binary guys had to hide, stole a ride, or they could all die. Full Picard and Riker in a holodeck hive, saying let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Yeah, let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Do you remember the look on the face when the Enterprise shot into space? Data freak Geordi looked concerned. And also that guy looked like the captain was completely baffled by what just happened. They plotted the course to the binary homeworld. Back on the ship, things were set. Riker visited the holodeck, met a girl that made him dance. The holodeck enhanced. He was number one, but all alone. Kelly met this girl and played his trombone to jazz music with a disco ball. Today they stole the ship. So my, oh my, binary guys had to hide, stole the ride, or they could all die. Pulled the card and Riker in a holodeck high. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Turns out their computers broke, yet they are a peculiar folk. Instead of asking, they simply take. With their planet dying, nothing live, they use the ship as a big hard drive to reboot the planet and make it alive. And while the guys, they hedge their bet, Riker danced with Minuet, French speaking with Picard, distracting them's not hard. And while speeding at warp speed 9, making up for borrowed time, a justified thieving crime, the day they stole the ship. So my, oh my, my merry guys had to hide, stole a ride, or they could all die. Pulled Picard and Riker in a holiday night. Say let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Go to warp speed and let's fly. Picard and Riker recognize the ruse and question Min then for some news. She just smiled and told him what she knew. They went up to the bridge real fast, found the binaries crashed. They realized they had to work as a team. On the planet they sprang to life. The deadened computers turned on their lights. Computer language was spoken. They fixed all that had broken. When
Riker searched just as he feared. His perfect lady disappeared. I think it's why he grew a beard the day they stole the ship. They were singing, my, oh my, binary guys had to hide, stole a ride, or they could all die. Fool Picard and Riker in a holodeck eye. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly. My, oh my, binary guys had a hide, stole a ride, oh, they could all die. Fool Picard and Riker in a holodeck hide. Let's go to warp speed and let's fly.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, sorry, that did crap out again. Mixler hasn't really liked playing music the last couple of hours. But I'm pretty sure Rick's going to put that on the website tomorrow or very soon.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, now you let me on.
That will go on Rick's website tomorrow. But what I'll do, I'll edit that back in when I chop the recording up.
It was brilliant, though. Got to give
it. Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Definitely. Also, we've just added Tom Badley, who has also been with us for the entire 24 hours.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Is that why you're leaning on your Dalek to stay up?
You sound really tired.
He sounds worse than we do.
I have not been too bad, actually. I've been watching a few episodes of TNG just trying to stay up.
Brilliant.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm up at 5 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Why don't you
get
go
straight
to bed,
to bed
now?
Mate.
Yeah, I've actually had a lovely 12-hour sleep today.
Rub it in.
Tom, you're a star.
I don't require lots of sleep.
We're going to get a lot, so it's just as well.
And also, we I've just added Michael Clark back.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Some of our most vocal
fans have come on, it's not good.
So, Paul, are you going to do your live Brace for Impact?
No.
We are £200 short of a live Brace for Impact. We have 30 people listening on the podcast, on the live feed at the moment. If you divide that between everybody... Sorry, £200 and 3 pence, I have just been informed.
Not
so,
here.
If you take...
That's £6.66.
Sorry?
It's £6.66p.
What, each?
Yeah.
Right, everybody done out £6 and 66. No, that's a horrible number. £6 and 67p.
Just round it off to £7.
So, guys, remember...
Everybody done out
actually, it's 666 has got a Star Trek reference because Robert Duncan McNeil's new series is 666.
Well, he's shocked.
The number of the beast as well. Satan.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, if you want to get hold of a brand new iPad, then make sure that you get a donation in now. It has to be over £200, and you will earn yourself a brand new iPad as well.
But I think we should look.
£201 and 4 pence, you'd get it, and you get a live episode of Brace for Impact.
Okay, go on, Mark.
I was just going to say, I mean, just looking at the numbers, we've raised £1,299.97.
I think that's pretty good going.
I think that's pretty good going. I think that's a fantastic result.
Yeah, I want to take this opportunity to just thank a few people as we get closer to the end of the podathon. First person I need to thank, obviously, Mark. You have put all of the technical side together. Yeah, we've had a few sound glitches, but what the hell? They can't cope with our awesomeness for this amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, Mixler's been running for 24 hours solid now, which I'm quite... 23 hours, 55 minutes, and 28 seconds.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is quite impressive.
Yeah, he probably was not designed to do that, so...
No, right. Well, I did contact them and said, will this work? And they says, yeah, that'll work. I thought, okay. It struggled in places, but it's worked. So, I'm quite pleased with that.
Definitely. Also, I need to thank all of our guests who have joined us. I want to thank Colin. I want to thank Matt Warwick. And also all of the family members that have joined us. We've got Michael, we've got Paul, we've got Adam, who's just joined us. Also, we was joined by JD, Fez, Cena. Also, we was joined by Rick Moyer. Can't thank Rick Moyer enough for everything that he's done.
Yes.
Want to thank Oren and Bob from All Things Trek. Want to thank Chris and Greg from the Ready Room. Want to thank all the Treknologic guys and girls. And want to thank all of Trek Companion. Want to thank the Trekkie girls for taking the time out to actually record with us this week. Also, want to thank also I want to thank Larry Nemechek for taking the time out to record with us. Also need to thank the improvised Star Trek guys for really going out of their way and putting together some amazing stuff for us to use. Obviously, Tom Badley also joined us initially for an episode review, and then we couldn't get rid of him. So
I told you it's because he's Welsh. Nothing happens in Wales.
No. It's the same with Michael Clark. He's been here a long time.
Yeah. He has, yes.
Yeah, he has. And also, I want to thank somebody who really did push the boat out to pimp the pod as hard as she could all the way from the beginning, all the way from the get-go, and was very kind with her first donations, and that is Renee Roberts. Mares, can't
she's
thank
a
you.
She's a star.
She is an absolute
you are a star,
Mares.
Absolute legend.
Yeah. So, without all of you guys and everybody who's been donating, this would mean naffle. Naffle. I tell you what, wait, what have we got left?
Someone just put 100 quid in.
You are an absolute star. I'm going to find out who that was now. Also, we need to thank... wait, 1 second. Who just
actually, before you start thanking everyone else, Wayne,
yeah?
I'd just like to say on behalf of the Trek community, congratulations to everyone and the Trekmate family, but especially to you, Mark, Paul and Wayne, for doing this and giving up basically 24 hours of your life to raise money for two very worthwhile causes and putting on excellent entertainment all along the way. And it hasn't faltered. The entertainment level hasn't dropped off. So on behalf of the Trek family around the planet, congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to cry now.
I think the visit.
No, you cried at the visit, so you can't cry again.
I think Wayne needs an extra special thank you for arranging everything and all of the everything from Trekmate itself.
Yeah, I mean, I know it hasn't. Yeah, Wayne, you've done a fantastic job. You know, while we're all gushing over each other, you know, it's, you know, yeah, I'll put all the technical stuff together, and you know, but you've. I know you've worked so hard. You've, you know, been contacting everyone. The logistics of just trying to get timings and get guests on and putting all that stuff together was, you know, was no mean feat.
It clearly demonstrates why, you know, Trekmates is the second best British podcast.
yeah, they're followed by Previous in the Alpha Quadrant as the first best one.
Yeah. We're the top rated in Scotland.
Yeah.
but honestly, guys, I do this just for the love of doing it. And to be honest, Trekmate would not be anything that it is today without all of the guys that I've got behind me. Everyone has really built this place from ground up. I'm the ideas man. Everyone else has just made it what it is. I can't thank Paul Finch and Adam and Mark for just being my tech guys. You're the ones that make everything happen. And you're the ones that are going to continue making everything happen. That £100 donation was from James Roberts again. So, James, I'll tell you what, we've got one spare double coffee machine over. You're getting that as well.
Yeah.
So, and that
your
does mean...
Your fans are incredible.
Sorry, Carl?
Your fans are incredible.
Honestly, I can't thank everybody enough for just taking the time to listen to us spout rubbish about Star Trek. Well, we honestly, we love doing it, and it makes the difference just knowing that someone wants... it just gives us that little bit of... just that confirmation that, okay, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
So,
Wayne, I'm sure that you thanked everyone, and I'm sure everyone here and everyone in the chat room would like to thank you as well.
Thank you. There's no need to thank me. You are the client.
Okay, we won't.
Yeah.
And as we have now reached the 8 o'clock mark, that means that James Roberts was our winner of the brand new iPad. So,
congratulations.
Congratulations. Congrats. You've been very, very kind with your donations.
The real question is who won an evening with Trekmate Paul?
No one bid.
No one bid. Oh,
The bids dropped through the floor for that hour. Honestly, we didn't receive anything.
We turned around
office figures.
People were demanding refunds. Yeah,
that's the thing. As soon as we turned around and said the next person who whoever donates the most gets a night out with Trekmate Paul. No one donated for an hour.
Wow.
So. But
we're 80 quid from the target still, and it's, by the way, guys.
And
yeah, there's some more money gone in. We've got £1,412.97.
So I think Paul should just do his track, his live race for impact.
And also, I personally wanted to thank Paul as well for being so generous for guessing all of the gifts that we're giving to people, because you've really gone out of your way make it a little bit more special for the people that are donating to us. Also, I need to thank Jill from Media 10, Jill of the Grove, for donating our Star Trek London tickets that we managed to auction off for people. Also, I want to thank the people that called in as well. That was fun. And I think that is pretty much it. Mark, have you got the closing music lined up?
I do have the closing music lined up, if you just bear with me. Is there anything else we need to do? I think since we're all here, we should close off in the traditional manner.
With a collective.
So I will count down from three.
And we all say it.
And everyone knows what we say.
Was it Trek FM we say?
Get out.
Couldn't resist.
Okay, is everyone ready? Three, two, one. And that's Trekmate.
Oh, that was piss poor, guys.
Let's do it again. Three, two, one. And that's Trekmate. That was awful. That'll do. Here's the closer. Thanks for listening.
That's Trekmate.
We love you!
Thanks for joining us for the Trekmate Podathon. If you missed out on any of the event, all 24 hours of the Podathon will be available to download on Wednesday. And remember that you can still make any last-minute donations to www.justgiving.com/teams/Trekmate Podathon.
Setting, Captain.
Second star to the right. And straight on till morning.
Picking up some dust. Great shadow.
4 forward, drift into the right a little.
30 seconds.
Forward, drift. Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna step off the limb. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
All I ask is a tall ship. It's a line from a poem, a very old poem, isn't it? 20th century Earth. All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer by.
What do you want me to do?
Simple. Conduct your warp flight tomorrow morning, just as you planned.
Why tomorrow morning?
Because at 11 o'clock, an alien ship will begin passing through this solar system.
Alien, you mean extraterrestrials? More bad guys?
Good guys. They're on a survey mission. They have no interest in Earth. Too primitive.
Oh.
Doctor, tomorrow morning when they detect the warp signature from your ship and realize that humans have discovered how to travel faster than light, they decide to alter their course. They make first contact with Earth, right here.
Here?
Actually, over there.
It is one of the pivotal moments in human history, Doctor. You get to make first contact with an alien race, and after you do, everything begins to change.
Your theories on warp drive allow fleets of starships to be built. And mankind to start exploring the galaxy.
It unites humanity in a way that no one ever thought possible when they realize they're not alone in the universe. Poverty, disease, war, they'll all be gone within the next 50 years.
But unless you make that warp flight tomorrow morning, before 11:15, none of it will happen.
And you people, you're all astronauts on some kind of Star Trek.